Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
The Science Behind Reflexology by Fiona Hardy. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Fiona Hardy highlights the science behind reflexology and the benefits of it as a complementary therapy for oncology patients. The quote, "If we go all out for the cure, we could be disappointed. But if we go all out for peace, there is always healing," from Australian massage therapist Patria King, really sums up the importance of adding a healing therapy that incorporates touch, such as reflexology. What is reflexology? Reflexology is a treatment of the body via stimulation of corresponding reflexes on the feet. It's a comforting, powerful modality that supports you, the patient, during chemotherapy and radiation. Not limited to the feet, reflexology can also be enjoyed on the hands, face, and ears. Stimulating specific points triggers the related organs or systems, allowing blocked energy to flow and healing to begin. The body is thus treated holistically for optimal health. It must be pointed out that reflexology is not a foot massage. Apart from following strict protocols in a session, a well-qualified reflexologist would have studied for at least 2 years, completed numerous case studies, and passed many exams and assignments to practice. Her or his knowledge of anatomy, physiology, and pathologies will also be extremely good. It's really because of this extensive and focused training that sets reflexology apart. Not only that, the sheer efficacy of it as a treatment for pain relief, lowering of anxiety, and keeping the body's systems in balance during trying times elevates it as a complementary therapy. Interesting facts. In 1932, Sir Charles Sherrington won the Nobel Prize in the United Kingdom for his research on nervous system reflexes. His co-recipient, Edgar Adrian, discovered that nerve response to stimulus doesn't depend on depth or strength of stimulus, indicating that gentle pressure is effective in reflexology. Sir Henry Head, an English neurologist, proved that there is a neurological relationship between the pressure applied to the skin and the response in internal organs. Dr. William Fitzgerald, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, discovered that applying pressure to specific areas of the mouth, tongue, throat, feet, hands, and other joints can numb sensations in corresponding parts of the body. These were all men of science and medicine, proving reflexology is not merely a foot massage. The benefits of reflexology: reduction of stress and anxiety. A cancer diagnosis and treatment can place immense psychological strain on you. Reflexology stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, helping to shift the body from a state of stress, sympathetic dominance, into one of rest, recovery, and repair. Studies have shown that patients often experience deep relaxation, reduced anxiety levels, and an improved sense of emotional well-being following sessions. Pain and symptom management. A 2013 study by the University of Portsmouth found that reflexology treatments reduced pain by 40% and increased pain tolerance by 45%. Reflexology is a popular therapy used to alleviate oncology treatment-associated pain and symptoms. Neuropathy, musculoskeletal discomfort, and generalized pain can be significantly reduced with regular sessions. Support for nausea and digestive discomfort. Chemotherapy and radiotherapy frequently cause nausea, constipation, and loss of appetite. Reflexology assists digestive balance by stimulating related reflexes on the feet, such as those linked to the stomach, liver, and intestines. Many patients report reduced nausea and improved digestion, helping them maintain better nutritional status during treatment. Improved sleep and fatigue relief. Due to reflexology's impact on the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest system, the chronic fatigue and poor sleep are alleviated as the body relaxes, thanks to balance brought to the nervous and endocrine systems. As we all know, there is not much more restorative and healing than a restful and deep sleep. Emotional and psychological support. Apart from the physical relief, reflexology offers a quiet, nurturing experience. Simply having a caring reflexologist working on those feet, listening if needs be, and just being attentive is in and of itself a grounding, healing experience. Patients often say they feel more hopeful, positive, and have an enhanced feeling of well-being after a session. Remember, reflexology doesn't aim to cure, and a reflexologist may not diagnose, but by bringing relaxation and balance to the whole individual, healing may be encouraged and put in motion. As an adjunct to medical treatment, reflexology can be extremely beneficial to your overall experience.